bottom of the asphalt, that's likely your asphalt. My lines are cocaine, the flow is bath salts. I'm a for sure don, no one in your circle can box me. This like an oxymoron. I've learned when building your empire, gotta shake the snake in the grass and spark sharks to swim by you. Cause every meathead that speaks street cred ain't banging heat lead and probably cut like sweet bread. Wetting these sheets bread, so nigga holler. I coin phrases to trigger dollars. It's butterfly like them shirts made with bigger collars. Women dig the scholar, the broad stiller, who lay him face down and ass up like a car dealer. The time ceases, I'll keep a bed with dime pieces as I palm another phenomenon rhyme thesis. Cause on the contrary, I get it popping like Don Perry. I'm beyond Tom, Harry, and Dick. You can declare me as sick, highly contagious.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious, typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons T-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Superstar with a mighty cross to bear. And when mom complains about my hair, I say, hey mom, I just don't care. I'm in hell and the angels cry, cause I'm trying to sell my soul. And when mom complains about my clothes, I say, hey mom, leave me alone.
I'm a teenage Jesus superstar. I'm a teenage Jesus superstar. Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. My name is Nelly, and you are tuned into my show called The Cat's Pajamas every Friday from 11 to 12. Started off things today with the Vaselines. They are a Scottish indie pop band around since the late 80s. And they just released a new album. I have not heard it yet, but I just played a track called Teenage Superstars, and that was off of a compilation called Enter the Vaselines that was released a few years ago. But yeah, they've been around for quite a while, and they are playing tonight at the Electric Owl. That should be really fun. I wish I could go. Anyway, thought I'd start things off with a throwback song. Still relevant, though, apparently. I didn't know that they were still making music, but that's pretty sweet. So I hope you guys are all doing well on this horrendous rainy day. It's so rainy outside. I'm soaked. Anyway, I hope to cheer you up with some great tunes happening in my show today. I'm very excited about the next song that I'm going to play. It is a brand new track. By one of my favorite local bands by the name of Weed. Our very own Hugo from the station is in this band, and they're releasing a new album in April. And yeah, they just released this single. It's called 1,000 Pounds. And they're also playing an in-store show at Zulu in a couple weeks. I believe that's on February 5th. Free, all ages. Should be sweet. So here we go. This is Weed with 1,000 Pounds.
Thank you. silver surf on a plane.
Listening to the Cast Pajams on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard a track by the local band Watermelon. That was off of a compilation that Mint Records put out late last year. Lots of good stuff on that. I've played that song quite a few times on the show, but I love it so much, so it's okay. Before that, you heard a band, I believe, from Montreal by the name of No Aloha, and that was the track My Boyfriend's the Devil. Not true. My boyfriend's not the devil. Anyway, that was off of a cassette that they released on their last tour at the end of the summer. And then at the top of the set, you heard a brand new track from Weed called 1,000 Pounds. Up next, I'm going to play a track by The Babies, which is kind of a super group comprised of Kevin Morby from Woods / solo stuff. He just released an album, and he's actually coming here in a couple weeks. But Cassie Ramone from the Vivian Girls is also in The Babies, and there's a few other people from various bands. But they released two fantastic albums within the past couple years, and their album Our House on the Hill, which came out in 2013, I believe, definitely one of my favorite releases of that year. They just released a 7-inch with some outtakes from that album. So there's two new songs to listen to by The Babies. New old songs, I guess. So I'm going to play the track Got Old. And here we go.
Show. Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
By the earthquake.
Come join Vancouver Local Spring for their tour homecoming show January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Deadsoft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spring, Deadsoft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg Saturday, January 31st.
Thank you.
All right. That was a local band by the name of Other Jesus with their song called Horses off of the album Bachelors of Art. The bassist in that band actually owns a record store called Horses, which is a pretty sweet little shop, kind of near Commercial. It's in Hastings Sunrise, I think. Before you heard Other Jesus, you heard L.A. Witch, which is a band from, you guessed it, L.A., and they will be here, actually, next Tuesday at the Electric Owl, and Other Jesus will be opening for them. The song I played by L.A. Witch was a demo. It's called Your Ways, and that was the song that first got me into them. They have another EP, but I would assume that they're releasing some new stuff if they're touring. Yeah, the last thing they released was back in March, so it's been a while. Before that, you heard The Babies with the track I Got Old, and that's off of a 7-inch that they released with two tracks that were unreleased off their last album called Our House on the Hill. Yes, good stuff. Up next, I'm going to play a new track by the band Slut Ever. They are originally from Philadelphia, but I feel like they have relocated recently. But they are releasing a new tape, going on a little West Coast tour. Sadly, not coming to Vancouver. But yeah, they're releasing a tape. It's called Almost Famous, and I'm going to play the opening track off of that called Smother.
Smother me, yeah. Vancouver surf rock combo, the Hang Ten Hangmen, will be joining forces one night with rockabilly vocalist Butch Murphy this January 24th. The Hangman's energetic sound is reminiscent of acts like The Ventures and Dick Dale. With Vancouver Island duo Hank and Lily opening in retro go-go dancing from Lydia DiCarlo and Villainy Loveless is a night like no other. Advance tickets are $10, available online through Northern Tickets or at the Modern Bartender and the Shameful Tiki Room. Check it out this Saturday, January 24th at the Media Club.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Right, that was a band by the name of Very Okay with the song Where You Go. And that's off of a label called Quote Unquote. And it's a donation-based record label, which is pretty sweet. You can find more info on their website and check out all the bands there. Yeah, it's kind of pay what you want, kind of like Bandcamp. But yeah, you should pay because you should support these sweet bands. Before that, you heard a band called Feels. They just released a live cassette tape off of Lollipop Records, which is based in Echo Park, and that was the track called Bitched. And then at the top of the set, you heard the track Smother by Slut Ever off of their new cassette to be released in February called Almost Famous. They're getting famous, but I guess they're almost, like, actually famous. They're pretty good. Up next, I'm going to play a band from Toronto called Hooded Fang. They are coming to town Saturday night. They're playing a show tomorrow at the Biltmore. I think it's going to be an early show. They're also playing with Malk, which is one of the Shindig bands. They played this Tuesday. I don't know who won this week at Shindig. But I kind of hope it was Malk because they're really good. So yeah, I'm going to play a track from their album called Graves, and this track is called Trasher.
Thank you. Oh,
And we're back. You are listening to CITR. This is the Cat's Pajamas, and my name is Nellie. We are just about done with the show today. You just heard a track by Michael Rout, who is from Toronto, and he is releasing a tape off Burger Records very shortly. That was the track Still Not Sad. Pretty groovy. Before that, you heard The Funs. I'm pretty sure they're from Chicago, or somewhere in the Midwest. That was a track called Easy Fix, and they just released a tape off of Athletic Tapes called Still Smoking. And then at the top of the set, you heard Hooded Fang with Trasher off of the album Graves. And Hooded Fang will be here tomorrow playing at the Biltmore. I highly recommend you go to that show. I've never seen them live, but Graves is such a good album, and I can't wait to hear some stuff off of that. So I will leave you with a new song by one of my favorite bands of all time, Belle and Sebastian. They just released a new album, and I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. It's called Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance. There's lots of dancey tracks on it. I've heard a couple good ones. I can't tell if they're like bad, but I like them, or I don't know. So bad it's good. But I don't know. I think they're really fun. They're going to be here soon. I can think in a couple months. And I'm going to play one of the slower songs because I feel obligated to play it since it is called The Cat with the Cream. So I will see you all next week. And here we go. Stay tuned. Dave Radio is up next. And then FemConcept and Radio Zero, Nardwar, News. Friday's always super great. So don't go anywhere. Here we go. Yeah, Belle and Sebastian.
Table, listening for the swoosh of his quick. Follows it.